The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey there, classmates. Tune in to Middle Class Film Class every Monday and Wednesday for weekly movie news, streaming picks, and one deep dive review.
The Batman trailer. There was a teaser. There was a trailer. Trailer 1, trailer 2. Final trailer? I don't know if it's the same one. How many trailers do we need?
Exactly. Leave an email or a voicemail to join in the discussion.
Bullshit artist!
Yeah, buddy!
All right. You're going full Danzig.
Right, I am. My trans
you have no power over me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 339. I hope all is well with you, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. I'm going to talk about my guest in just a few moments, but I'd like to talk about a little bit of a pressing issue. Last year, the Columbus Podcast Awards happened, and yours truly entered the PVD Cast and my other side project, Matt Talk, into the running for some awards and made it out of the first round of voting. And actually, both projects made the top four in their respective divisions. Well, that time is coming around again. Voting for the Columbus Podcast Awards is happening again. Now, if you vote, that helps to get projects out of the first round of voting and into the second round. And so I need your help, folks. I need you to go to columbuspodcastawards.com/nominations. Go down to the entertainment section. Click on the PVD Cast. Go to the film and TV. Click on Matt Talk. Then you put in your email address and your vote counts. So I would love to bring home some hardware this year. So please, if you can, vote for the PVD Cast, vote for Matt Talk. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you in advance. And thank you to some of the people who have already voted. I've already received some input that some folks already went ahead and took care of that little task. And I do appreciate it. All right, let's talk about my guest for this installment. He is an independent comic book creator that has appeared several times on the PVD Cast, and he's back to talk about a new Kickstarter campaign that he has for a project that's kind of wrapping up. I'm talking about, of course, the hardest working man in comics, Victor Dandridge. So Victor is the creator of The Kinder Guardians, which is a great family-friendly comic book. He and his partner, Justin Casanetta, have been working on this book for quite a while, and they are kind of wrapping things up with a collection. And so they have launched a Kickstarter to help make that happen. So I was happy to have Victor come on and talk all about the project. But I am going to put a little footnote to this introduction here real quick. Victor was on episode 181, which is back in January of 2019. And we talk about all of his various projects because the dude has a lot going on. From his YouTube show with Ryan Seymour called Black, White, and Red All Over, to The Samaritan, which is another book he creates, to The Trouble with Love. He's got a lot of projects. And to keep this a shorter episode and not prattle on for 6 hours, we're only going to be focusing on The Kinder Guardians. So I encourage you, I urge you, I ask of you to go over to episode 181, check out Victor's previous appearance, and I don't think you'll be disappointed with it. But before I throw it to my conversation with Victor, I need to thank a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. And of course, that means I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They got everything that you need for your fandom. I'm telling you right now, it's a comic book geek's best bet for getting everything that they want by going to World's Greatest Comics. I mean, single issues, toys, graphic novels, comic book supplies, I mean, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. I'm not joking. the amount of back issues Jeff and the fine folks at World's Greatest have procured for you, it's unbelievable. So I guarantee you, if you have some holes in your collection, Jeff and the fine folks there can fill it for you. Again, you got to see it to believe it. Stop by the store, 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is the street address. And if you're somebody that's out of the Central Ohio area, you can still check out the store. That's right. Website is wgcomics.com, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just go to @WGComics. Trust me when I say you will not be disappointed by World's Greatest Comics. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with independent comic book creator and the hardest working man in comics, Victor Dandridge. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon I am sitting down with the hardest working man in comics, Victor Dandridge. Victor, how you doing, man?
Man, I am fantastic. Literally a bit jet lagged. The last couple of weeks have seen me go from Denver home for a day to Chicago. And so I'm a little jet lagged, but I'm out here. I'm having the best time.
You know what? Real quickly, let's talk about your last two appearances. But I am going to put a little bit of a disclaimer on this episode. Folks, Victor's been on a ton of different times, and I'm going to be very honest. We have a particular project that we want to focus on for this episode. So if you want to hear about The Samaritan and Black, White, and Red All Over, your YouTube show with Ryan and all your other projects, I'm going to suggest go on over to the archives, episode 181 from January of 2019. We talk all about that. But I am going to deviate from my own little, I guess, disclaimer there.
Here we go.
How was Denver and Chicago?
Dude, they're amazing. This is my first time doing the Denver show, and this is under Fan Expo. So I've been acclimating myself to them as a Comic-Con brand. They're very interesting. Their parent company, Informa, very corporate structured. Denver was beautiful. I actually had the opportunity. This is one of those weird things, like, not to get into a political space at all, but as a moderator, like, it's my job to be on stage with, you know, celebs, creators, things like that, and make sure that they have a great experience with the fans that are there to see them. And it doesn't, for me at least, it doesn't matter their political leanings, my political leanings. My job is my job, right? And, you know, to be assigned a celeb like Gina Carano, there's a lot of people that were like, you know, oh man, I can't believe you're doing her. Are you sure you want to do that? And I'm like, listen, if I can't have conversations with anyone, then I shouldn't be having, you know, these conversations. I shouldn't be trying to bill it as though, you know, I'm only talking to people that are safe. I want good conversations. And she was a part of my great experience in Denver. Like, no joke. We had a great convo. For anyone that disagrees with anything that she said, I dig it. I get it. But as a person, she was a great conversationalist. So, you know, having opportunities like that, that kind of, you know, break barriers and challenge me, like, that's the way I like to do it. So, you know, because if it's all safe, then what's the point? I want to have something a little tricky, you know? And I know you understand that. Like, I'm sure you've talked to people that you're like, you know, on the streets, I would never speak to you. But well, that's the thing.
And I think the other thing is this, that I try to keep that mindset that was instilled in me as a kid, that you can respectfully disagree with people.
Absolutely.
You know, as long, you know, within certain parameters, obviously, right. You know what I mean? Right. But you can say, I don't agree with your opinion on that subject, that Silver Surfer is a great superhero, for an example.
Wow. What a stab.
No, I'm just kidding. This is what happens when I just wing it.
I was like, whoa. I got uncles that would turn this off right now. Like, he will not disrespect Silver Surfer. This is Norm Radhouse over here. You don't do that. No, I'm sorry.
But I mean, in all seriousness.
But I get it.
That's what we need, I think, just to get on my soapbox for a minute. That's what we need to start doing, is getting back to this idea that we can disagree and it's still cool and go from there.
Again, I agree with you. Sure, there are some things that disagreements are not like, it's not like we disagree. Now, there are some things in this world that if this is your position, then I can't rock with you. But there are so many things that in so many ways that it's actually, in my opinion, my responsibility to try to sway you. And if I cut you off, then I lose that opportunity to possibly change your heart and mind. And that's a huge deal. In fact, to kind of, you know, segue it back, our series Wonder Care Presents the Kindergartens, currently on Kickstarter, we did a short commentary book called What Matters. And we touch on politics, right? I mean, we're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement without outwardly naming it. This is what we're talking about. And we're doing so through the lens of children. And there are people that responded to that book with a sense that they had never heard this concept before. This is not a conversation that they've had that they didn't feel comfortable having. But here it was in this position or presentation that made things so easy for them to listen, acknowledge, align themselves, figure out where they stand in this one, and then move forward. So again, if I don't, you know, use my platforms and my opportunities to, again, speak some truth into the atmosphere, have some people hear something that maybe in their own, you know, choir boxes they're not getting, then I'm missing an opportunity to affect folks. And that's part of the job of being a creative. You're trying to affect people.
Well, let's talk about the Kindergartens. Yes. Because it is the focus of this episode and the focus of a new Kickstarter.
Yes.
Before we talk about the Kickstarter, mm-hmm. let's just do a little recap for some folks. Can you give a quick summary?
Of the Kindergartens.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Kindergartens is essentially an all ages comic book that I do with Justin Castaneda, based out of Chicago. It is Muppet Babies meets the Justice League. And when I say, like, it is probably one of the most wholesome comics I've ever read, barring like created, like I'm not even saying that I've ever read, that is what it is. It is a Saturday morning cartoon in comic book form, taking me back to those days of, you know, Care Bears, Thundercats, like all that fun stuff that we grew up with that made us, in my opinion, better people by watching this stuff. That's what the Kindergartens is all about. For me, it's funny. I just revealed this story as a behind the scenes thing on a Facebook Live the other day. And so very few people know about this, but the Kindergartens I needed to create because my work through UCreate Comics that was taking me into schools was hitting a wall, because the only things that I had out at the time were The Samaritan, which is definitely not kid friendly, The Trouble with Love, still not kid friendly, and Origins Unknown, which might be like teen friendly. But if I'm going into elementary schools, no. So I'm over here talking about like, hey, let's use comic books to promote readership. And people are like, oh, well, let's see what you created. Can the kids read it? And I'm like, not at all. Not at all. So as an intro, I was like, yo, I really need to get this kindergarten superheroes thing out into the market, because it's like I'm killing myself trying to, you know, bring comics into schools, but I don't have anything kid friendly. So it's going on 10 years ago that I first pitched this to Justin. And he's like, oh, that sounds cool. And we came out with our first book in 2014, and it's been amazing since then.
You're wrapping things up with this mm-hmm. book and this Kickstarter. And so I got to ask the question,
yeah,
because I always marvel at this. Why? Why are you wrapping up the series?
That is a great question. And I think that this is important for anyone that is a self-publishing creator. It is better to have an end goal in mind for your products, because having an ongoing series is financially very tough. Marketing-wise, it's a pain. Having something that is in a set format made everything about the Kindergartens easier. When I pitched it to Justin, I told him exactly how many issues it was aiming to be, approximately how many pages each issue was going to be. And we could agree on the price, the time, like all of that stuff years ago, because it made everything easy, compact, and accessible. So basically what this is the wrap up of what I initially pitched to Justin. It was 10 issues. Through that time frame, we've actually snuck in a whole comic strip series that Justin started, Wonder Care After School. We've got a free Comic Book Day issue, as well as this What Matters commentary piece that wasn't even a part of the equation initially. These were things that we just kind of did. And again, that's one of the beauties of this thing, is we had this idea, we had this plan, and now we've executed that plan. Now, the true benefit, beauty of it all, is not to say that we have to stop. We're just planning to stop. Could there be things on the horizon? Absolutely. Are we allowed to talk about him yet? No.
When I read that this was going to be a wrap up, I said to myself, oh, you know what? I'm glad that people, and I didn't know if this is your opinion or not, and it still may not be, but I hate when a television show or a movie franchise or a book series or whatever goes on too long.
Yes.
I would rather you go out on top and not just fade off into this absolutely distilled, disgusting mess that you've created for, you know, this universe or this TV show or whatnot.
1,000,000%. Like, that's the thing. We were very fortunate. So we've got 10 issues out, or we'll have 10 issues out with the ending of this Kickstarter. When we did our first 5 and we collected that into a trade paperback, the response that we got was so high that there was the threat that we had peaked, you know, that we couldn't keep that energy going. And I was personally reluctant in terms of coming out with, you know, 6 through 8, 6 through 10, you know, or anything like that. Like, I was very reluctant to follow up because I'm like, yo, did we max out? Like, did we hit the highest that we can hit and no one else is going to like what we're doing, you know, in this same level? I wasn't sure. So yes, in that way, that is definitely a big piece for me. The other thing is that considering we've been working on this series for almost 10 years, there are 1,000,000+ people that have never read it. Why not give these 10 issues time to be found by, you know, their intended audiences over the next couple of years? And we've done the work, we've put this thing out there, and now we just get to sit back and recoup, build the fan base off of it, and see where that takes us. By keep having, you know, more and more books come out, we always put ourselves at a disadvantage where at some point we're going to have too many books and someone's not going to be comfortable jumping into the Kindergartens because they won't know where to start. That's what we hear all the time about mainstream comics. Oh, I don't know where to start. What volume do I start at? It's, you know, volume 6, number 125 of Batman. But is that number 1 or is it like, I don't know where to start? We have avoided that. We have 1 volume of a trade paperback, 2 volumes of a trade paperback. You can easily access those for a long time and not feel inundated or, you know, overwhelmed by it. Because in truth, and this is kind of the crazy part, in just 10 issues, we have introduced and told stories featuring over 30 characters. That's a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So having a tight, constrained space for those characters to exist, breathe, people can build a fandom off of it, is very nice because no one has to get lost in the shuffle, not a single person.
This is the first time you've gone to Kickstarter for any of your projects. Is that correct?
No, not for any of them, but specifically the Kindergartens. I've done very limited runs. I did, and this is funny because we were just kind of talking about this. I am reluctant to go issue to issue to issue on Kickstarter. I know there's a lot of people that do that. For me, Kickstarter as a platform is literally to kickstart something, not to be a consistent fundraising platform. I would like to think that if you do this correctly, you get that initial wave, they support it, they like it, and then they stay with you ongoing. You don't have to keep going back to Kickstarter. So I've played with things where I've done dual issue ones of 2 different series at the same time to see kind of, can I get people interested in this? I've brought my book, The Trouble with Love, as a relaunch to Kickstarter specifically because we were really kind of aligning everything as one shared universe. Each of my books were originally conceived as a standalone project. But along the way, I'm like, hey, that actually works here and this kind of works there. And ooh, if we connect these things, that could be a big, you know, shared piece. Much in the same way that DC started out, Marvel started out, all of their books were individuals, right? Like, they didn't actually coexist or function amongst each other until they started seeing like, hey, I can get more money if this dude shows up over here. And so I wanted to do something similar and to, you know, start that ball rolling. The Trouble with Love, I was like, that's our anchor book. That's the one that we can start off with. And now, since I did that in like 2020, I've had more people that are interested in Vantage In-House as a shared universe, as opposed to some books that Vic wrote. They actually are seeing the building blocks of our phases, as Marvel, you know, has so, you know, put in our vernacular now. So it's worked out really well. But bringing the Kindergartens has been something very different. This is actually my biggest goal for Kickstarter. At $5,000, I've not gone for a project that big before. And, you know, I'm putting a lot of pressure on these young little superheroes to get us there. But I'm very proud to say that in just a couple of days, we're already halfway there. So I think my faith is warranted.
You said the word phases, and I just received the text from Marvel. They would like you to stop using that word.
I mean, listen. You show me the trademark on phase, and I got you. But I definitely believe that Paramount might have phase on lock.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all battle that out first, and then I'm going to come in afterwards and be like, can I use this now? What's up?
Well done, sir. Touché.
Thank you. My geek is strong.
Well, let's talk about the Kickstarter in terms of the stretch goals, the rewards, the perks,
yes,
all that stuff. What's on the docket for the Kindergartenians comes to Kickstarter?
Dude, you're going to get an exclusive because we haven't talked about our stretch goals.
Ooh. Like,
we haven't even talked about that. So right now what we have as our set reward tiers, we're focusing on the second trade paperback, the second graphic novel called Try a Little Kinderness, because that's what we do. This is all about the sweet, loving, all ages fun of these guys. We're focused on that one, which will feature issues 6 and 7, which were previously released, as well as What Matters, again, the piece from 2020 that came out. But then we've got issues 8, 9, and 10 that were not released as individual issues. The first and only time that you can get them is in this second volume. And that's going to be like our lead-in piece. We do want to make sure that people can get volume 1. And the big thing about volume 1 is that it's been remastered. The way that it's been remastered is we actually took out a character that we had used when we first released that book. Dirk Manning has a character named Mr. Ree. And our teacher for the kindergartens, her name is Miss Terry. And again, playing on the idea of mystery as the name, we thought was really fun. The reason why we took Mr. Ree out is quite frankly, because we want to make sure that we're controlling all the properties within this brand. I'm not supposed to say that there's any particular interest in the kindergartens as a multimedia feature. I'm not supposed to say that. What I can say is that in 2021, I signed a development deal with AHA Media based out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and with offices in LA to translate Vantage in-house properties into other media things. So in order to really make sure that we can do so, we needed to make sure that all the parts and pieces within our individual brands were belonging to the creators. So obviously having Mr. Ree involved, that would have disrupted that. We would have had to bring in another voice to talk about that. So we very succinctly removed him from the series, created a brand new character to fill that space. And now everything within the WonderCare universe is owned and created by myself and Justin. So for those people that had the first, you know, versions of it, this is a first appearance of a brand new character who is taking over that role. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, great stories across the board. That one, again, has issue 1 through 5, our 2016 Free Comic Book Day issue, as well as mini strips from the WonderCare after school special that we did through Tumblr. So you've got, you know, those two volumes off rip as immediate, you know, add-on pieces. As for add-ons, we have an exclusive t-shirt that we've got coming that's going to highlight some of the new characters that we introduce in the second volume. We've got 2 new teams that we actually introduce. Again, in issue 6, which already came out, we have the Peak Class, which is the first team of bad guys that affect this group. And then we have another team that I still have not openly stated who they are yet. That might have to come as an exclusive for this podcast as well, bro. That might have to happen. But we're introducing all these kids. And again, on the t-shirt, you get it. We're doing a Superman-inspired, I mean, it's the 30th anniversary of the death of Superman this year. So we're doing a Death of Superman-inspired black poly bag exclusive version of What Matters. So it'll be a print version. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're trying to do something special with that one because it was such a critically acclaimed piece from us, and we want to make it special for folks. So that one's a black poly bag version. We've got sticker sets that we're doing. Justin is, oh my God, this is so crazy. He's got a limited supply of commissions that he's going to do. It's your favorite character plus a kindergartian. We actually have an example where he's got our character Cub interacting with Wolverine, and it's adorable. It's amazing. And we've actually had a couple of people that are like, I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna definitely want that one. So super sweet. We're having a blast with it. Those are our set tiers. Like, those are the things. When it comes to our add-ons, we hit certain benchmarks, we'll say at 5,500, everyone that's getting a physical reward is also getting coloring sheets that is going to be black and white pieces of our covers from the series. And you get to do your own artwork of that one. Obviously, this is a kid's dream. We definitely love that one. Also on deck, we have our replay, volume 2. So this is what replay is. And this is so geeky. I'm sorry. I'm about to just geek all over you. Okay, so in the individual issues from volume 1, they each had like activities in the back, right? Things to occupy your kids, fun games, coloring sheets, all kinds of stuff. When we put it in a trade paperback, we wanted to get in the libraries, but we didn't want to encourage kids to write in the books. So we took out the activity sheets. So what we did was we had a replay book that we put together where we created a new character called Sub. And you know how subs, you know, back in school would always give you like dittos and you know, stuff that you probably have already done before. That's what this replay book is. It's all of the activities that we had created before and give you a chance to do them again or for the first time if you're only introduced through the trade. For volume 2, only 2 of the books that have been released have these activity sheets. So we're going to come up with 3 more issues worth of activities. And if we hit that stretch goal piece, we're going to have a second volume of replay books where you can just play all the games with the kindergartens, all the fun stuff that we had, you get to do. We cover all kinds of stuff. Some of them are inspired by like the PS4 Spider-Man game. I actually have a paper maze type thing that's inspired by one of the challenges from that game. So like we're doing all kinds of fun stuff. There is an idea that I just had yesterday, and I got to talk to Justin about it to see how he feels. But you know what? Whatever. Exclusives. This is how we're doing it. One of the sketch or stretch goals that we're going to do are what we call shareables. And basically what we're going to have are packs of trading cards. The trading card will feature the cover of an issue, and there will be a QR code on the back of it. That QR code will take you to a digital presentation of that issue. We want you to be able to share your books with your friends in a way that doesn't take away the experience from you. So you'll get a series of cards, and if there's a friend of yours that might like this series and you want to put them on, give them a card and they can read that issue for free. So we're going to do that. Yeah.
So let me ask that. That sounds very, very technical. That sounds like there needs to be an IT department with Vantage in-house.
I got kids, man. They'll handle that. Yeah. Hey, TikTok that for me right quick. That's what I was.
In all seriousness, that sounds very complicated. I assume that you have a talented staff ready, willing, and able to do that.
You're the hardest working man in comics. That staff is you. And it's really about finding the ways that you can do these things effectively. In my literal thinking about this yesterday, I figured out the platform that I want to use to do so, the production side of it, all these things that, you know, might seemingly be daunting for other people. This is how this is my jam. So figuring this stuff out is the fun. And again, when it all lines up, like it so perfectly has, it's kind of easy. It's just a matter of finding the time in the day to do so. So that's going to be my thing now, is just taking the time to go do it for this, do it for this, do it for this. And what I'm super excited about is the idea that I can potentially use these to get more readers in my neighborhood by having these cards that I can pass out to the kids and going, hey, trade these amongst yourselves and read these books, you know, like let's have some fun with it and see what happens.
That is an ingenious idea.
Thank you. Don't y'all take that, okay? Don't take that one.
I think it's publicly been stated here podcast.
Yeah,
so
this is marked, okay? I will come find you. Don't do it.
Is there a kindergarten that you love to work with? I know that's probably like asking you to name, like, I don't know. Like I imagine it's like asking any parent, who's your favorite kid? You know?
Well, okay. And you're not wrong, but here's the thing. So each of the kindergartens, and this is some of the stuff I've never talked about. Almost all of the kindergartens in personality are based on some of my children. So Lectron, and I hope this doesn't sound disparaging. My stepson would be Lectron. Lectron, and this does sound bad, but now that I think about it, is the son of a villain. And he wants to do good though. Like he doesn't want to be like his dad. And in so many ways, like my influence on my stepson, I hope has always been a positive thing, that even if he doesn't feel like, you know, this is what he was born with, he is encouraged to explore, think, be whoever he wants to be. And he's got my support in doing so. Sometimes he's very contrarian. And I love the idea of the genius of the group, which is what Lectron is, being somewhat contrarian to a lot of the ideas that the others just kind of espouse, because he knows more about life than they do. They only know about the good side. He's seen the bad and been like, actually, this, and this. So that's my son, Gabriel. The Ultra twins, Castor and Pollux, are 1,000,000% my sons, Victor and Julian. So Victor Matthew is very stalwart. He's like, this is the right thing to do, and this is how you have to do it. He is Castor to a T. And Julian is like kind of laid back, carefree. He's like, I'm the little brother. I don't care. Like, this is what we're doing. So he's definitely Pollux. And then, of course, my daughter Hera is Pep. Super quick, hyperactive, very smart, always on the go. That's my daughter Hera. The only one that's not represented is my youngest daughter, Juno. But that's because she was born like well after we started the Kindergartens. There is a character that I've created based on Juno, but I can't tell you about her yet because where she is debuting is a secret. So,
okay.
Yeah, but there is one. There is one.
We will keep that under wraps and let people eagerly anticipate the review of that character.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's start running down social medias, website, all that stuff, Victor, so people can help both you and Justin out with this fantastic project. Run it down for us, man.
So find Justin on most social media forms. It's either When You Were Little or When I Was Little. That's a series that he did, a coloring book series that is absolutely fantastic, and he's branded that one perfectly. He's also the artist and creator of the Heart series. If you have little kids that are learning how to count or, you know, having short stories read to them, he is your guy. Like, definitely grab his stuff up. For myself, you can find me at Vantage In-House on all forms of social media. Definitely check out our website, vantageinhouse.com. And if you're interested in making comics, definitely by all means hit up You Create Comics. That's the letter U, C-R-E, the number 8, comics.com. We have all kinds of supplies. Most of the things that are featured there, I use to make the Kindergartens. So it's very hands-on, very showcasing, or very much so showcasing how you can make comics yourself. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's kid-friendly, grown-up friendly. Everybody can make stuff like I did with the Kindergartens.
I'm going to say this because this was funny, and I'm sure the audience will be like, what the hell are you talking about, John? I'm going to let you get back to your macaroni and cheese.
Thank you. Listen, it's important, okay? And it's box macaroni and cheese at that, okay? I have no shame in it.
Is it Kraft?
You know it's Kraft, man. I'm trying to be in my kid zone, okay?
I didn't know if maybe you were like, I'll just buy Giant Eagle because it's
No. When you're trying to get into that kid space, you got to do something crazy and silly like you used to. Sit, you know, cross-legged, eating a box of macaroni and cheese and watching your favorite cartoons. If that's not what you're doing, what's life? What is it? I don't even know.
We will leave on that philosophical question as to
I love it.
I believe Socrates asked that same question.
Definitely. If not him, Descartes. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Maybe.
Voltaire.
Nietzsche. Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Nietzsche, no. Because he would be gloom and doom. He would be like, you're wasting your time.
You are the box of macaroni and cheese.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to thank a quick sponsor. And then on the other side of that sponsorship, I'm going to be back to wrap up the episode. Hey folks, just want to let you know about a great sponsor of the PVD cast and one world-class comic book store. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They are the one-stop shop for all your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They have everything you need for your fandom. So if you're in Central Ohio, stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their website, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just look for them at WG Comics. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Victor Dandridge, talking about the Kickstarter campaign for the Kindergartens. And if you have the opportunity to support Victor and Justin, please do so. You can check out their social media accounts to find the links to the Kickstarter, or you can just check out Victor's website. All that information will be there. And again, it's been awesome to have Victor on. I always enjoy talking to him. And so with that, I think I need to let you know where you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode of the PVD cast. Well, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message if you like over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that as well. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. Maybe you want to let a few folks know about this podcast and where they can find it. Of course, you can tell them to check out PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, or it's available through all of those major podcasting outlets. All you have to do is go to your favorite outlet or app, put in the search bar of the PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And most importantly, if you listen to an episode, I need you to rate and review that episode. It helps me out in the algorithm. It's super important for all podcasters. So if you will, just, you know, give me as many stars as you think I deserve and a quick comment. You know, great job, loved episode, whatever. You don't have to write a book or anything. Just a couple of quick words will do. And also, don't forget that you want to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Additionally, I made it very easy for you to hear episodes of the PVDcast. All you have to do is on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, go over to the Facebook page and you can hear that week's episode. I know it's a change. I used to do it on Monday nights, moved it to Wednesday nights. You know, just try to see if it makes a difference. But let everybody know that, hey, man, if they're just sitting around on a Wednesday night, they got nothing going on, go ahead and tune in to the PVDcast Facebook page and check out an episode. All right, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you very much for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy.